This is the audio presentation covering the assignments in Greek lessons 8 and 9. Please open your textbook to page 202 and look at the Greek suffixes listed there. Notice anything familiar? You should. They're all cognate with Latin suffixes you've already learned. Not only that, their meanings are exactly the same as their Roman compadres. They even share tendencies, such as the propensity for an, a-n, ian, i-a-n, to form substantives, with meanings like one connected with. So let's just go ahead and make all these Greek suffixes identical to their Latin kin and add the definitions having and having the character of to the Greek version of us, o-u-s, ius, i-o-u-s, since that's what its Latin counterpart means. And that's all I have to say about that. It's too easy. On to the bases. To chrome, C-H-R-O-M, chromat, C-H-R-O-M-A-T, add the meaning colorful. In music, the chromatic scale, see sentence 8 on the next page, uses all the notes between C and high C, for instance, not just the 8 notes of the do, re, mi octave. Instead of calling the chromatic scale jarring or dissonant, which is the way it sounds to many people, we say it's colorful. A little euphemism going on there, you think? Cri, C-R-I, the next base, at heart signals the moment when everything changes, be it for the better or worse. That critical moment of crisis when the patient, for instance, will live or die. From this turning point sense, cri can also represent a system that turns things on and off and regulates the level of, say, bodily secretions. Thus, the endocrine system, which regulates chemicals inside, endo, your body. Ethna, E-T-H-N, the next base, means race or cultural group. But because we are more likely to notice people who do not belong to our ethnicity, the base often betokens a distinct cultural group, one that's different from the perceived majority. So add the meanings foreign and foreigners. The following base, lect, L-E-C-T, is related to another base we've already studied, log, L-O-G, which is why they share the sense speak and speech. How would linguists refer to the difference in these bases? That's right. Lect is the E grade, log is the O grade. To fa, P-H-A, or fan, P-H-A-N, add the E grade form then, P-H-E-N, as in phenomenon, which means literally a thing that appears. Also be careful not to confuse this base with fa, P-H-A, fe, P-H-E, meaning say, which we'll learn in lesson 11. If fa or fe has an N on the end of it, it's appear. Dropping down a bit, be sure to note that poly, P-O-L-Y, meaning much or many, is not a prefix, but a base. It can be the root of a word, like polyp. In the next lesson, Mr. Ayres introduces a base that looks a lot like this one. Paul, P-O-L, or polis, P-O-L-I-S, meaning city. Don't confuse them. If it's got a Y, it's many. There's also another base you could confuse here. Paul, P-O-L, or poly, P-O-L-E, which means buy, as in monopoly, where only one entity controls a market. Ayres never gives you this buy base, and I won't either, but it's good to know. And to end our discussion of this lesson, put a star by taut, T-A-U-T, meaning the same. Not because it's hard to learn, but for some reason it's tough for English speakers to remember. Derivatives like tautology, meaning a needless repetition of words, or redundancy, see sentence 7 on page 203, just don't help. Most people don't know that word, or indeed any taut-based word. But you need to know it, so make a point of learning it. Now let's move on to lesson 9, starting on page 208, where you'll find another set of Greek suffixes. The first one, ischian, I-C-I-A-N, is a compound of the suffix ik, I-C, meaning pertaining to, and another suffix, ian, I-A-N, meaning one connected with. But ischian is more than the sum of its parts. Put together, these suffixes create the idea of specialist or practitioner. If you etymologize a word with ischian as pertaining to one connected with, I'll still give you full credit on the etymology. But if you don't incorporate the specialist sense into your definition, you'll be missing an important part of the meaning of the word. For that, you could lose points on the definition. Fair warning. Put two stars beside the next suffix, ism, I-S-M. It shows up in a lot of Greek-based words. To the definitions Ayres gives you, belief in, practice of, condition of, you might add example of, as in truism, theory of, relativism, action of, heroism, characterization of, Americanism, and in a medical sense, abnormal condition of, as in alcoholism or embolism. Some hideous hybrids there. The next suffix, ist, I-S-T, meaning one who believes in or one engaged in, is closely related to ism. Both are compound suffixes. Ism is a combination of eyes, I-Z-E, the verb suffix meaning to do, and the noun suffix, m, meaning the result of. Ist is eyes plus t, the suffix meaning one who. Often ist is used in reference to an expert in some subject, botanist, pianist. So please add that meaning. To the last suffix in this lesson, ite, I-T-E, meaning one connected with or inhabitant of, add the variant form ot, O-T or O-T-E, as in patriot or zealot. Now on to the bases beginning at the top of page 209. To the first, agog, A-G-O-G, or A-G-O-G-U-E, add the meaning leader. What does a pedagogue lead? Look below. Further down this list of bases, you'll find ped, P-E-D, which means child. So pedagogues lead children. Originally, they weren't teachers, but slaves who escorted children to school, ensuring the child wasn't abducted and held for ransom. Only rich people in antiquity could afford to educate their offspring. Cosma, C-O-S-M, is one of my favorite bases. It produces two derivatives which seem hard to connect, but they are cosmic and cosmetic. I'm sorry, but by no one's standard should makeup be cosmically important. What both words share is a sense of order. Cosmetics make your face look well-ordered, and the cosmos is the way everything is ordered. Isn't it hilarious how ordered ended up meaning such different things? To the next base, heter, H-E-T-E-R, put a the on the front of the meaning other. It means the other, one of two. Heterosexuals like the other of the sexes, and there are only two of those. Ni, N-E, the next base, has a scientific sense, the most recent form of, as in Neolithic, meaning belonging to the latest of the three stone ages. In biology, ni can refer to young things. You should add that meaning too. I've already talked a little bit about ped, P-E-D, meaning child, when we discussed pedagogue before. Just be sure not to confuse this base with its Latin homonym, which means foot. The Latin base is unrelated to its Greek twin, which means there's no linguistic rationale for kicking children. If that's your habit, you didn't learn to do that in this class. I love the next base, pedia, P-E-D-I-A, essentially the act of childing. Isn't it lovely that to the ancient Greeks, to child someone was not to treat them like a child or talk down to them, but to educate them? The assumption that children are by definition to be educated is beautiful and says much about the Greeks' humanity, generosity, and capacity for love. And to the last base on this list, Paul, P-O-L, or Paulus, P-O-L-I-S, meaning city or state, add the variant forms P-O-L-I, P-O-L-I-T, and P-O-L-I-C, as in polity, politician, and police. And put some stars next to this base, too. It shows up in a lot of English derivatives. And that's the end of this audio presentation. Happy etymologizing!